जय श्री राधे, जय निताय, जय गौर, जय श्री राधे। आमरा प्रतिदिनेर न्याय अद्य प्रातःकाले श्री श्री
Every morning, we are hearing on Bhramar Gita. How is Vraja Bhakti? We are hearing about it. What is required in order to get mercy of Vraja Bhakti? Radharani's mercy is required. So we are praying to Radharani. To the lotus feet also of all Vrajavasis, all Vrajagopis, especially Sri Radharani, that they bestow at least a little bit mercy upon us. So this is our hope. Let's see Shri Uddhavji Maharaj. He was such a great scholar. There was no end to his knowledge. His knowledge was endless. When he went to Vrajapur, he has seen that Sri Nanda Baba and others, which kind of bhakti they have, what kind of prem, pure love for Krishna do they have? He realized that this kind of bhakti is not possible to find anywhere, it's not described anywhere. These Vrajavasis, Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, they are considering the Supreme Brahman as their own. So Uddhavji described this Vraja Bhakti, the Bhakti of Vrajavasis, this topmost ultimate Bhakti. This Nanda and all the Vrajavasis, they are the greatest. How fortunate they are, it can't be described. They are so fortunate, so fortunate. These Vrajavasis. There is no end to their pure love for Krishna. In the pure love of Vrajavasis, there was no desire for own gain. Their bliss was to give pleasure to Sri Krishna. They didn't have any other desire on their own. Although Uddhavji Maharaj was the greatest jnani, had the greatest knowledge, but what kind of knowledge could he give to them? There was nothing he could give them. He was sent to give the knowledge to Vrajavasis, but actually he realized that there is nothing he can give, he can teach Vrajavasis. Uddhavji Maharaj was so dear to Lord Shri Krishna. So being so dear to Shri Krishna, he was sent to Vraj, and there he realized that very special nature of the pure love of Vrajavasis for Krishna, this Vraja Prem. Shri Krishna, feeling Uddhava so close to him, he was feeling that he can tell, he can reveal to Uddhavji how he feels, that he could reveal that pain of separation from Vrajavasis to him. And this is why he has sent him to Vraj further on. The Lord is accomplishing several deeds by one action. So, like that, he has sent Uddhavji to Vraj. In Mathura, there were so many personalities, but Lord Shri Krishna has chosen to send his dear Uddhavji. So Uddhavji has met with Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata. He has spent whole night with them. Yashoda Mata didn't say anything. She was just crying and crying. And her tears and milk from her breasts were making all her clothes wet. At the end, Uddhavji Maharaj told, "Hey Baba," he told to Shinanda Baba. Uddhavji was calling Nanda Baba, Baba. He was addressing him like that. He was telling, "Hey Baba, your Kanai didn't say any lie. So he has promised and certainly he will come back to you." Offering obeisances to Shinanda Baba, Uddhavji went to take Yamuna Snan. So there at the banks of Yamunaji, he could see how the mothers, Vraja Devis, like the Vraja Gopis, how they are sprinkling the water all around. They are getting up early in the morning, they are collecting the water from Mother Yamuna, from lakes, and then the sacred water they are sprinkling around, purifying everything.
Brojo Mayra, Brojo Bodhura, Seguli, Sampadon Kore,
স্নান আদি করে তারা কৃষ্ণ গুণগ্রাম কীর্তন করছিলেন।
So in this way, gathering together and taking the bath, all of them, all these Vraja Gopis, they were glorifying Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna. They are remembering Krishna, they are doing Krishna Kirtan. Seeing this, Uddhavji Maharaj was overwhelmed. All these mothers of Raj, of these all these girls of Raj, it was not possible to describe their activities. Some of the gopis have left their families and wandering through the forest, they were searching for Krishna. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna. Some of the gopis were at home. These gopis that stayed at home, they were considering, no, no, surely our Krishna will come back. He has promised, so he will certainly come back. And those gopis were bathing and dressing themselves, decorating themselves very nicely, because they were expecting Krishna to come back any moment, and they wanted that Krishna will be pleased when he sees them so nicely dressed and decorated for him. But those other gopis, they were wandering through the forests and they didn't take care of their like dressing, bathing, decorating at all. They didn't even take bath daily anymore since Krishna has left to Mathura. What to say of their dressing, decorating? Their hair was all matted, their dress all torn. They were just wandering from forest to forest and calling for Krishna, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives, please show yourself to us at least once. Please save us. Otherwise, our life force will leave us. Seeing these divine activities of the gopis, he didn't know what to think. He couldn't say anything. He was considering, I haven't seen such activities ever. Something like this, it's not described anywhere in the Shastra. It's not possible to read about it, to hear about it at all. It's not possible to describe, to find description of this purest love of Vraja. There is no end to their prem, to their pure love of Rajavasis. This is an ocean of prem. So the gopis, gathered and started commenting. They have seen that beautiful chariot in front of the house of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya, and they were considering, it can't be any other chariot. But it must be that chariot that cruel Akrura brought that time when he took Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So it's possible that he has brought them back, the gopis were considering. This Akrura, his name is saying that he is cruel. He doesn't have any mercy, as he has taken Krishna and Balaram, Kanai and Balai to Mathura. This cruel person called Akrura, he has come and he has taken our Lord of our lives, our lover of our lives, he has taken away. The gopis were saying, we have heard that the Lord of our lives have killed Kamsa there in Mathura. Gopis were even saying in such a way that according to Karma Kanda, there are certain offerings when the meat is being offered. And the gopis were saying, this cruel Akrura, by taking Krishna, he is actually offering our bodies in that kind of offering, meaning he is killing them by that activity of taking Krishna away from them.
অন্যান্য সখীরা বলছেন, হ্যারে সখী, ঠিকই কথা, আমাদের তো সেই প্রাণনাথের বিহীনে কৃষ্ণবিহীন আমাদের জীবন মৃত প্রায়।
So in this way, the gopis were considering that Akrura actually, by taking Krishna away, he's actually offering them, offering the gopis, their bodies, as the meat is being offering in those kind of Karma Kanda offerings and rituals. So other gopis were commenting these words of their friends gopis and saying, yes, yes, my friend, it's true. Without Krishna, our lives are meaningless. We are anyhow the dead bodies. So our bodies are useless, and no matter if they are being offered in any ritual afterwards.
যন্ত্রের ন্যায় মনে হচ্ছে যেন আমাদের প্রাণ রয়েছে, কিন্তু বাস্তবে কি আমাদের প্রাণটা আছে মাত্র, কিন্তু সেটা ন্যায়ের মতো। তাই আমাদের সেই কংসের প্রেত কার্যে যদি আমাদেরকে হত্যা করে, এর থেকে মঙ্গল তো আর কিছু দেখি না।
So in this way, the gopis were commenting that they were considering, if our Lord has left us, our bodies, our lives are meaningless. So no matter, no problem if they are being offered, at least used in such activity there, in that ritual that's being done there.
তারা ইত্যাদি
The gopis were considering, at least in this way, we will gain some shanti, some peace, because without Lord of our lives, without Krishna, the life is not possible. Our lives are completely meaningless.
কংসের ভৃত্য দুরাচার দুরাচার কেন অক্রূর কাকা তিনি কিন্তু অনেক ধার্মিক অনেক ভালো কিন্তু গোপীদের কাছে কখনো ভালো নয় কেন
সো ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্য গোপিস ওয়ার কমেন্টিং সিইং দ্যাট চ্যারিয়ট by which actually Uddhavji came, but they were, that chariot was reminding them, they were reminding of the chariot on which Akrura came, and they were considering Akrura as a bad person, although he was actually very dharmic, very rightful person. But the gopis consider him as cruel, as a very bad person, because he took Krishna away from Vraj. The gopis were considering Akrura as a very cruel and a bad person that came in the name of Kamsa. That Kamsa has sent him to Vraj.
ব্রজে ফিরে আইলো আরবার আবার ফিরে এলো আমাদের কি জন্য তারপর এই সাধুর বেশে
So seeing the chariot of Uddhavji, they were considering that it must be Akrura coming back. And the gopis were thinking, why is he coming back again and again?
ফন্দি করতে, যুক্তি করতে, কিভাবে আমাদেরকে
This Akrura, he has come in the vesh of sadhu, in a dressed as sadhu, but actually he is such a cruel and bad person because he only came to take our bodies, our meat, and offer it there in some ritual of Kamsa. This is how gopis were considering.
শ্রী উদ্ধব দিল দর্শন এর মধ্যে দেখছেন উদ্ধবজি মহারাজ তিনি যমুনাতে স্নান করে তিলক
So at that moment the gopis have seen Uddhavji coming to take Yamuna snan
তিনি ব্রজের শহরে বা গ্রামে আর প্রবেশ করলেন না তিনি বেরিয়ে পড়লেন
So Uddhavji, he didn't go to the village anymore. He was there at the banks of Mother Yamuna. He has met the gopis there.
কেউ কেউ বললেন ব্রজবাসীরা যে ভাই আমরা তো জানি না কারণ আমাদের কানাই তো ব্রজে বিবাহই করেনি তা কান্তা শব্দের অর্থ তো সহধর্মিনী
So someone may ask, where are the lovers of Krishna living? But the answer could be, what is the question of lovers of Krishna? He has never done any marriage. So what is the question of asking where are his dear ones? His lovers, like those ladies that have married him, where they are living. Nobody has seen those lovers of Krishna.
যেদিন থেকে কানাই শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এই ব্রজপুর থেকে মথুরা আদিতে গমন করেছেন সেদিন থেকে অনেক অনেক ব্রজ গোপীরা ব্রজ বধুরা ব্রজ কুমারীরা তারা আপন আপন গৃহ পরিবার পরিচ্ছদ প্রত্যেককে ত্যাগ করে তারা তারা চলে গিয়েছে বনে
Since it's that day that Krishna has left Vraja, so many of these gopis that actually were married, had their families, they have left their homes, they have left their families, and they were living in the forest. They didn't take care about their bodies, taking bath, dressing, decorating. They were just wandering from forest to forest, crying, "Hey Krishna, please give us your darshan. Please give us your darshan. Hey Krishna, hey lover of our lives, O Lord of our lives, where are you? Please show yourself to us at least once." In this way, the gopis were wandering from forest to forest. And Uddhavji was considering that there is no one else who loves Krishna more than them. Going from forest to forest, Uddhavji Maharaj he could have seen that there are endless numbers of Shri Krishna's sakis, Shri Krishna's gopis. They were calling, "Hey Madhav, hey Krishna, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives, O life of our life, please show yourself to us at least once. Please pacify our burning hearts. O Lord of our lives, where did you go? Why did you leave us?" Uddhavji Maharaj then could understand what Krishna was telling about these gopis, about Sri Radharani. Immediately Uddhavji offered obeisances, shashtang, it means obeisances, with six limbs of the body, and he was praying to the gopis that they bestow their mercy upon him. But Uddhavji immediately also could understand, "My Lord Shri Krishna has sent me to them to give them some knowledge, but there is no question of me teaching them anything, to giving them to these gopis, these Vrajavasis, to teaching them, to giving any knowledge to them. Their nishkam prem, this purest love for Krishna without any desire for own benefit, such a pure love doesn't exist in anyone else than these Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis." He was again and again praying, "O my Lord, O Shri Krishna, please bless me that now when I get the darshan of these gopis, that I can get the dust of their lotus feet, that I can get their mercy. They are lamenting, wandering from forest to forest, remembering you, worshipping you, speaking about you, doing your kirtan. Sometimes they are laughing, sometimes they are crying. They are simply crying and crying, 'Hey Krishna, hey Krishna, please give us your darshan at least once.'"
kripa amar proti jano kinchit porsito hoy.
So in this way, Uddhavji was praying that, oh Krishna, please bless me so that I can get at least a little bit of mercy of these Vraja Gopis, of your dear Gopis. So all the Gopis seeing Uddhavji, they were showing by ingits, just by certain bodily indications, eye indications, they were showing to each other without saying a word. Look at this beautiful person that came, that is reminding us of our dearest Shri Krishna. Uddhavji was wearing the same kind of cloth as Krishna, the yellow cloth, this yellowish golden cloth of Krishna. He was having the same hue as Krishna, wearing the same kind of decorations and garlands. He looked like our Krishna. He looks like our Krishna, the Gopis were considering. But that's not him, they could understand immediately. The Gopis were immediately understanding. Look, that's him, that's Uddhav. He is bringing the letter of our dearest Lord, the Lord of our lives, Shri Krishna. He is bringing his letter, his message to us. Look, the Gopis were showing, indicating to each other. Uddhavji, he was personification of peace. Any person, any human being, any Vrajavasis that could have seen him, they would get pacified because of his peacefulness. He was personification of peace. Again and again, the Gopis were considering, look at him, he looks like the Lord of our lives. But they knew that's not him, that's not Shri Krishna. So the Gopis, looking at Sri Uddhavji, they were now commenting also, look at him. He looks like the Lord of our lives. He even carries the fragrance of him, because Uddhavji was wearing Sri Krishna's prashadi clothes. The Gopis knew everything about Sri Krishna, about his outlook, about his fragrance, as daily they would gather, all the Gopis and also all the other Vrajavasis, the Sakas of Krishna. As Krishna would go to herd cows, the Sakas would go with him, and then later the Gopis would meet him. hear at Govardhan, at Sri Radhakund, at Sri Kusum Sarovar. They would spend so much time with him, so they knew everything about him. And in this way, now seeing Uddhavji, they were reminded of Sri Krishna. And seeing the gopis, Uddhavji could recognize that they are not taking care of themselves properly anymore since Krishna has left. But still, their bodies, being so divine, they were shining. They were having the special divine effulgence. Their bodies as if covered with the dust and not being taken care of properly, but from inside some special divine effulgence was coming. Uddhavji, seeing the gopis, he could remember the words of Sri Krishna, as he told him that he himself, Sri Krishna, is feeling indebted to these gopis of Vraj, indebted for their purest love towards him. So being sent to these gopis now by Sri Krishna, Uddhavji was again and again offering prayers to Sri Krishna. He was offering arati, offering lamps, worshipping and praying to Sri Krishna that please bless me that these dearest Vrajagopis, your dearest Vrajagopis, will bestow their mercy upon me so that in this way my life will become successful. Even Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi herself, she has come to Vraja. The Devi, the goddess of all Aishwarya, of all the wealth, is Lakshmi Devi. She has left Vaikuntha, the abode of opulence, of Aishwarya, of wealth. She has left it all and came to Vraja to worship Sri Krishna. She came to worship Krishna there in the Belvan, few kilometers from the banks of Mother Yamuna. There was the forest of the bell fruits. And Mother Lakshmi, she has left Vaikuntha and came to Vraj to worship Sri Krishna that has those four special qualities that even her husband, Sri Vishnu, doesn't have. And the gopis were telling, the gopis told to Lakshmi Devi as she came to Vraj, if you wish to gain Sri Krishna, then you should worship Krishna following in the footsteps of us, Vraja Gopis. But the one that possesses all the opulence, all the wealth as Lakshmi Devi, she also possesses that ego. She is the goddess of all opulence, of all wealth. So she was considering, I am not able, it's impossible for me to follow in the footsteps of this simple Vraja Gopis, of this milkmaids of Vraj.
Krishna
The gopis again and again were telling to Mother Lakshmi, if you won't be following in our footsteps, there is no way you will ever reach, you will ever gain Sri Govinda. But also again and again, Sri Lakshmi Devi was considering, I'm not able to follow in the footsteps of these simple milkmaids of these gopis of Vraj. And the gopis told her, all right, do as you wish and see what happens. And until today, Lakshmi Devi is still doing tapasya and worshipping Sri Krishna there in the bell forest, the bell fruit forest in Vraj. In order to gain the service of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna, which is a long, long path, it's necessary to take the shelter of these paramparas, of these Vraja paramparas, to take shelter of Sri Guru, Sri Guru Manjari, and in this mood, then reach this service of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna. So we see this example of Lakshmi Devi that carried that ego of being the goddess of opulence. She was not able to do so, to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis. But another example we can see in Maharas, that Lord Shiv, Sri Shiv, he desired to have the darshan of Maharas, and he took shelter of Vraja Gopis, he took the form of Vraja Gopi, and in this way he was able to enter Maharas, to have the darshan of Radha Krishna's Maharas. If Lalita and Vishakha desire, they can bestow divine body upon that person. They told to Sri Shiv, all right, Baba, you can go, but you will need to give up this body, all this jata, your matted hair, and this form that you have now. He was ready. He told, all right. And then the gopis bestowed upon him the divine body of the gopi, in which he could enter Maharas. So the meaning is, the conclusion is, that without taking shelter of Vraja Gopis of Sri Radharani, it will never be possible to gain Sri Krishna, to gain his service. So by hearing this katha should steal our minds, our hearts, in this way that we start acting upon these instructions. Otherwise, there is no other meaning in hearing all these katha.
Hey Parameshwar, hey Parabrahma, তোমার এই ব্রজবাসীদের ব্রজগোপীদের যে প্রেম, এই প্রেম এই প্রেমের কথা কোটি কোটি অনন্ত অনন্ত ভক্তদের চরিত্র আমি অবলোকন করেছি, অধ্যয়ন করেছি শাস্ত্রে, কিন্তু তোমার প্রিয় এই ব্রজভূমির যে হাবভাব এ তো কোনো বিশ্ব ব্রহ্মাণ্ডে নেই।
So again and again Uddhavji was praying, O my dearest Lord, O Supreme Brahman, O Supreme Lord, I've heard about the love of so many of your devotees, but this kind of love that's present here in Vraj, that's present in the hearts of your lovers, of these Vraja Gopis, I haven't seen anywhere. I haven't read about it anywhere. It's not described anywhere.
শুনেছি উদ্ধব আছে আমাদের প্রাণনাথের পরম বান্ধব, আহা সম্বিতের মূর্তি উদ্ধবকে দেখে ব্রজ।
So all these gopis that as the greatest sadhus has left their homes, they left their families, they are wandering from forest to forest crying for Krishna, they are now seeing Shri Uddhavji. So now, when Uddhavji has met with the gopis, what did they say to each other? We are going to hear in our next katha tomorrow, and we are concluding our katha here now.